On Saturday, January 20th, 2001, George W. Bush was scheduled to be inaugurated as the President of the United States. Bush became president after the Supreme Court ordered that votes in Florida stop being counted, giving W. the victory over Al Gore. Thousands of people protested around the country on Inauguration Day. In Washington, D.C., much of the action started at a rally in DuPont Circle. Some of the signs.
One nation under fraud. Selected, not elected. Five black robes with eye holes and hoods, no sheets. Shame on the Supreme Court Five. Coup. It's the hypocrisy. Snub the shrub.
VoterMarch.org helped organize this rally.
You're going to hear voices raised in protest of the theft of American democracy that has occurred over the past 10 weeks. I have two questions for you. Did George Bush win this election? The second question, did the people decide who was going to lead this nation? With the world's attention focused on what's happening in the city today, let me ask you again, did George Bush win this election? Did the people elect George W. Bush?
One speaker was an eyewitness to some of the Republican shenanigans in Florida. Let me get your name, please.
Arthur Bonamia.
Mr. Bonamia, you were talking about your work in Miami when you were involved in recounting the votes. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Right. What happened is on that Wednesday, November the 22nd, approximately 10:30, I reported to the government center as part of the manual recount team, since I'm a member of the Democratic Executive Committee. There were several people with cell phones outside that were not local. They were young, and they were on their cell phones discussing what to do about the manual recount. One of them asked to repeat the instruction, like an instruction, and the fellow that was next to him asked him, who was on the cell phone, what did he say? And he said, shut it down, making reference to the manual recount. There was already a small little group of demonstrators made up of primarily Cuban exiles that usually show up at a moment's notice when the radio stations that they listen to give them the instructions over the radio as to what to do and where to demonstrate. They're all part of the Elian response team. Now what happened is that they went up to the 18th floor where the manual recount was going on. I was there at the time when this mob started to chant and get in the face of the people who were trying to do the manual recount. David Leahy, the election supervisor, then asked to move to the 20th floor and told everyone to move to the 20th floor would be a little bit more secure so that they wouldn't have these people in their face. When that happened, they went to the 20th floor, that little mob, which now began to swell because the radio stations were giving their instructions to their folks to go down to the government center and shut it down. So what happened is that this group came up. There were a couple of police officers holding the door, and they barged through on the 20th floor and shut it down. David Leahy, who was at first, his first response, which was recorded in the New York Times, was that I ordered it to be shut down because I was afraid of physical harm.
Granny D has walked across the country for political reform, and she was here in D.C. as well. We're with Granny D. Granny D, talk about why you're here in Washington today.
I'm here in Washington today because I'm trying to say, wake up, America. Don't you understand that we're becoming an oligarchy instead of a democracy? We are giving we are spitting on the graves of those who fought and died to keep this a democracy, and it is becoming an oligarchy, and I want it stopped.
Well, you've been working tirelessly, including walking across the whole nation. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, I am a very old woman. I'm 91 on the 24th of January, but I have 13 great-grandchildren, and I said, I live on Social Security. I have nothing to leave to those children, but if I could change the situation in this country so that it's no longer one of an oligarchy, but back to a people back to a government of the people, by the people, for the people. That would be a fine legacy to leave to them and all the young people in this country. And so that's why I walked, and that's why I'm here today.
And happy upcoming birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Patricia Ireland of the National Organization of Women compares the Bush protest to some in the past.
Certainly when we were protesting at the inauguration of Ronald Reagan's first administration, the mood was much more bleak. I would say that the mood now is less fearful and more angry, more determined, more mobilized than in prior administrations that were Republican. While we don't have the White House or either House of Congress, and basically we don't have the Supreme Court, we do have the majority of voters in the country who opposed George W. Bush and the Republican Party platform, and now they are pissed. It isn't to me a shrewd strategy that Cheney or Bush or whomever came up with the strategy of nominating such controversial cabinet appointments. I think, in fact, that's just energized our movement. We have gotten so many phone calls, so many inquiries, so many people who want to protest. Many of them, it's the first time they've ever been out in the street, and to me that's a pretty healthy sign.
Just a last question about Democratic senators are expected to vote in some numbers for some of these more controversial cabinet nominations. What's your feeling about the Democratic senators and the Democratic Party in general in terms of their connection with the anger that's apparently out in the country after this election?
I am not one who says there's no difference between the parties or the candidates, but it is true that they are. This is a company town, and they are two branches of the same company. I think that we have got to recruit our own people. We are right now finding and promoting and cultivating and training people to run in the next election. It's a very hard thing to ask feminists, activists of any stripe to work on the inside requires some compromise. It's the nature of legislation. But to see this gauntlet that Bush has thrown down and to see so many of the Democrats falling all over themselves to say nice words about some of these nominees is really, I think, proof positive that we have got to continue building our own movements and continue doing an electoral strategy that doesn't depend on the parties. I can remember so well the slogans that we have on bumper stickers and T-shirts, one of which says, "Women weren't born Republican, we weren't born Democrat, and we weren't born yesterday." But I think one of my favorites was, the Democrats come and sweet-talk us every 2 years, and then they don't respect us in the morning. So clearly we have some work to do along those lines as well.
You were talking about the next election cycle. What about in between the elections? What kind of action is going to be taken or needs to be taken?
Not all of the work has to be electoral. In fact, most of the work is makes the elections sort of the icing on the cake. What we have to do is continue to mobilize public opinion and indeed to change public opinion on some issues. We're at a point in our movements, some 30 or 40 years down the road in most of our movements, that the majority of people already agree with us. And what we have to do is convince them that by taking action, they can make a difference. I think the worst problem is people feeling disempowered, not recognizing that they are part of a movement, that when they take an action, it's rippled and magnified all over the country. So I think that the biggest work right now is maintaining our energy, bringing more people in, and finding the ways to plug them in so that they feel like they're doing important work that is making change.
Jack Wexley created a parody website of G.W. Bush.
Welcome back! Welcome back to protesting! Welcome back to holding a sign in D.C.! Welcome back to being angry about how fucked up this country is! It's been a long time, and we're happy to have you back! And we're looking forward to 4 years of absolutely amazing organizing. Right after the election, I put up a website called countercoup.org. Some of you may have visited it. And we sent around a few emails. They started circulating all across the web. And all of a sudden, 4 days after the election, 10,000 people were protesting in 50 different cities, and a lot of them are here now probably, right? This is a new era. The kids are involved. Older people are involved. Everybody's involved. People are pumped up. We have new ways of organizing, and the next 4 years are going to be amazing. And okay, it sucks that Bush is president, but we have to make the most of it, and we have to come out of this period with more than what we came into it, a huge sweeping grassroots movement that will accomplish things that we've never seen in our lives. Thank you very much.
People began marching towards Pennsylvania Avenue to confront the new president. Local D.C. residents are coming out of their houses as the march makes its way down Pease Street. Thousands of people here to protest the inauguration of George W. Bush. People are coming out of their houses, taking pictures of the crowd as they march down the street, and finding it pretty interesting, pretty boisterous march here today.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Hail to the thief! Hail to the thief! Hail to the thief! Hail to the thief!
Can you let our listeners know why you're out here on this cold and rainy day marching in D.C.?
I'm out here for thousands of people in Florida who are disenfranchised in this election. I'm out here for the threat of the AN, Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, being exploited for oil companies, rich bastards who will not face up that we need new energy sources, and Bush saying, I want to change America for a better future, but is still continuing to rely on oil resources that just will not work anymore.
Are you here from D.C.?
No, I'm here from North Carolina.
Thank you. And your name?
Ryan Maher.
D.C. police blocked the thousands of marchers as they made their way towards the White House. People have been diverted by the road being blocked by security and now looking for an alternative route to get through to Pennsylvania Avenue to intersect the inauguration parade of George W. Bush. At 14th and K Street, police had commandeered the intersection, stopping the march.
Excuse me, sir. I'm with KVMR FM radio. Why are you stopping these people from going through?
Let's get back on the sidewalk.
Sir. I'm trying to find out why these people are being stopped. I'm with the press officer. Can you tell me why these people are being stopped?
No, sir, not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Okay.
You know when?
I don't know, sir.
Can you tell me why they're being stopped?
Should we go a different way?
I'm not calling the shots, okay?
I understand. I understand. It seems like a bunch of people are trying to express their free speech and they're being stopped. Just trying to find out why.
Excuse me, sir. Mike Thornton, KVMR FM in California. Can you tell me why these people are being stopped?
We don't work there. I don't know. We're just helping with I don't know, you have to talk to somebody from the Metro PD.
So it's Metro PD that's doing this? All right, thank you.
We're standing in the intersection here and at K Street, 1300 K, 14th and K Street, and police have erected a cordon and are stopping protesters from moving any farther. Tried to talk with several police officers. And nobody seems to know why they're doing this, but they all agree that they are doing it, and it's pretty obvious that they are doing it, and we can't quite figure out why. Police are reinforcing their lines. Thousands of protesters are stopped at 14th and K Street here in the nation's capital, and certainly people who are doing nothing but marching. There's been absolutely no violence, no threat of violence. Nevertheless, though, these people are being blocked
from making their way to the presidential parade route in order to voice their opposition to the Bush inauguration. Legal observers have told us that police called out press and other people who are of a semi-official nature and rounded up the rest of the protesters, keeping them blocked at the corner of 14th and K Street here. More reinforcements appear to be arriving, and police intend to beef up their position here. Well, it started now. Police are beginning to attack the protesters, and here we go.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
One protester is standing atop a streetlight here in the intersection, waving an American flag as other protesters taunt the police, calling them cowards. We've had one brief scuffle between police and protesters, and more and more protesters are coming to the intersection. The police are reinforcing their positions, blocking the intersection here at 14th and K. It's about 12 noon as we speak. That means George W. Bush is currently being sworn in as the President of the United States, while thousands of people here in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, are being stopped from expressing their free speech rights and being stopped from their ability to protest and make their way to Pennsylvania Avenue, which is the protest, which is the parade route for George W. Bush. Protesters are pushing their way out into the street. Police are scrambling, finding them, pushing them back. And it looks like it's about ready to break out here on 14th and K. Riot police coming in with flak jackets, and brief scuffles keep happening as more and more people are trying to push their way through. Officers are coming reinforcing from the other side.
Those that had outflanked the police line moved on.
At least some of the protesters apparently have decided to continue and move on to make their way towards Pennsylvania.
One young woman was walking down the street with a compress on her eye.
I'm with KVMR FM in California. Can I get you to tell our listeners what happened?
We were trying to cross the street legally, and trying to stay under groups 25. They wouldn't let us cross the street even on a walk sign. We decided on the walk that we're going to step into the street, and they started swinging. And police officer who seconds before told me as a female that ladies should step back punched me directly in the eye. I hit the ground. I covered my head, and I waited, and they kept hitting me as I was on the ground kicking.
Now, were the police also using tear gas at some point?
The reason why we're dispersing is because there was a tear gas warning. I think we're trying to regroup. This is chaos. The police are just not really making much sense. They're just locking up corners and not letting us even get down to the parade route at all. It's as if they know if they can trap us all the way back here, then we're never even going to be seen all the way down there. So they just want to block us down up here.
Can I get your name, please?
Jamie Smith.
Marchers made their way down to the parade route. People attempting to get through to Pennsylvania Avenue are being herded through like cattle and demanding, the police are demanding that everyone allow themselves to be searched in order to get to the parade route. So here we are. This is the most security for any presidential inauguration in history. And this is where we are with George W. Bush as President of the United States, having been sworn in around 12 noon. We've made our way through the checkpoint and are working our way towards Pennsylvania Avenue as the drizzle begins to become more steady. A substantial number of protesters have made their way to the parade route to greet George W. Bush, as he is now the President of the United States and will be parading his way to the White House from the Capitol building. A crowd of as many as 10,000 were waiting for the new president at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue.
And you can hear what the crowd thinks of the inauguration of George W. Bush as we're out in front of the White House at 14th and Pennsylvania Avenue, and the chant going up is "Jail to the Thief." A And now the U.S. military is coming out to line the parade route in order to protect the president from the unruly mob as George W. Bush is going to make his way up Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House from the Capitol building.
Bush needs a brain! Cheney needs a heart! Bush needs a brain! Cheney needs a heart! Bush needs a brain! Cheney needs a heart!
George Bush, watch out back! Anti-Asian is evil black! George Bush, watch out back! Anti-Asian is evil black!
Hundreds of police and military personnel line the streets, along with Secret Service agents and rooftop snipers.
This is what democracy looks like. That is what a police state looks like. This is what democracy looks like. That is what a police state looks like.
As official vehicles made their way past the crowd to the White House, they were greeted with less than affection. And the crowd here in D.C., thousands of them showing their disapproval for George W. Bush as the motorcade makes its way past 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue right in front of the White House. Here comes the color guard marching their way down the street to chants of boos, boos everywhere, signs, hail, hail to the thief. You can hear...
Blow it out your ass!
The marching band coming down Pennsylvania Avenue to a chorus of boos from the thousands of protesters here to protest George W. Bush and his inauguration. W. Bush made his way into the White House, where he'll be the resident, if not the president, for the next 4 years. But progressive groups, opposition politicians, and the thousands who protested here in D.C. and around the country swear that the head that wears the crown will not rest easy. Reporting from Washington, D.C., and the inauguration of George W. Bush, I'm Mike Thornton.